To all farmers, traders, government and non-government institutions, Buffalo Bicycle Zambia Limited has come once again with a mega harvest promotion. We have reduced prices on selected Buffalo Bicycle spare parts, double chain bicycles, charger mountain bicycles and the single speed bicycles by 5%. Visit any of our Buffalo Bicycle shops in Lusaka, Chongwe, Chisamba or any other Buffalo Bicycle shop countrywide. Get yourself bicycle spares and any of our mentioned bicycle models at a reduced price. This promotion runs up to the end of October 2025. Terms and conditions apply. For further details, contact Buffalo Bicycle Marketing Team on 0761 104200 or 0761 104201 or 0761 104221. Buffalo Bicycles, built for big loads on tough roads in Africa.
1xBet. 1xBet. With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Former President Lungu's political advisor Chris Zumanizimba challenges Tonse Alliance to find a new alliance chairperson. Environmental experts cite government intervention in Zema operation. In international news, South African MP opens fire to fend off attack during attempted hijacking. And in sports, fans tell Chipolopolo players to reflect after a disastrous Chan.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. Former President Edgar Lungu's political advisor, Chris Zumanizimba, has demanded the Tonse Alliance to quickly unveil the new Tonse Alliance chairperson and the 2026 presidential candidate before November 2025. Dr. Zimba, however, has warned that failure to do so will require the alliance to make hard decisions ahead of the 2026 general election. He underscored the need to fill up the gap, stating that the alliance has only 2 months more to finalize their chairmanship, as well as President Lungu's barrio and Plan B. A Lusaka-based economist, Kelvin Chisanga, has observed that Zambia's transport sector is registering significant growth. Mr. Chisanga says the country's transport sector has shown unwavering support base, which he said has continued with positive gains and traction, further signaling corridor investment potentially standing out. He told Power FM News that the transport sector in the first half of this year has demonstrated some notable growth, with trade volumes increasing far by 22% in the first half of the year. He added that the road transport continues to dominate, underpinned by over $1.5 billion United States dollars in public-private partnership PPP projects, including the ongoing Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway. Meanwhile, he stated that regional initiatives such as the Lobito and Tazara corridors are further positioning the Zambia as a strategic key land linked investment hub for southern and central Africa. Mr. Chisanga has, however, observed that the continued heavy reliance on road networks and the underutilization of rail and air transport remain the main challenges on the transport sector. Democracy advocate Fabian Mutale has questioned delays by government to restore sanity in the operations of key critical sectors. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mutale expressed concern that critical sectors such as agriculture and mining have continued to perform on a low trajectory, a move, he said, leaves much to be desired for assured economic recovery. He warned that the failure to take swift and decisive action may lead the country to lagging behind on its proposed development projections, which may in turn erode public confidence in governance systems. Mr. Mutale emphasized the need for coordinated efforts among stakeholders, including law enforcement agencies, traditional leadership and civil society, to embrace the quest to attain a sound business environment.
The activities surrounding mining in Zambia, especially and regulated ones, bring sad reading, and it is an urgent call on the government to look into the matter and bring it to a halt. The government has got the mandate to regulate every mining activities in Zambia. May the government of the day come up with a commission of inquiry that will look into all the deaths that have happened due to illegal mining and bring the culprits to book. It is known fact that these miners are vulnerable and are being used by people that are greedy, who don't even provide the safety kits as well as consider safety measures.
Environmental expert Dr. Brian Chirambo has noted that while ZEMA has done well in ensuring that environmental impact assessments are conducted before mining projects start, the agency has lacked in monitoring and follow-ups. Speaking to Parafirm Copper Belt Bureau, Dr. Chirambo cited political interference and inadequate enforcement as major obstacles leading to such a situation. He stated that Zambia's performance in environmental protection is below average, citing the existence of polluting plants and smelters in residential areas as evidence. Dr. Chirambo emphasized that despite having laws and regulations in place, their implementation is often hindered by political interference and inadequate enforcement. He added that this has resulted in environmental degradation and pollution with negative impacts on communities. Dr. Chirambo further called for collective action to address environmental challenges and promote sustainable development and ensure that environmental laws and regulations are enforced effectively.
And also the idea of political interference in the implementation of environmental laws. So we are still below average. If we are above average, I'll tell you, most of the plants that you see, first-in plants that are established, will not be existing area. Because at some point, we are even a smelter just in Chimwemwe there. If somebody was smelting copper just behind the houses. And that is terrible. It's because people are not implementing the laws as they're supposed to be implemented. So we are below average. We've also been writing to government institutions and demanding that these things are done correctly whenever they've called on forums.
In international news, a prominent South African MP fired shots to fend off a violent attack by a gang on him and two of his colleagues in Cape Town. Ian Cameron, along with two other members of parliament, Lisa Schickling and Nicholas Gotso, were returning from a work trip when their vehicle was ambushed in the township of Philippi on Tuesday. The assailant smashed the car's windows with bricks, injuring Cameron and Gotso. Cameron, whose teeth were broken, retaliated by opening fire, injuring one of the attackers. Police said two teenagers, aged 16 and 18, have been arrested as they investigate a case of attempted murder and attempted hijacking. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status. iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The Football Association of Zambia fans has called on Chipolopolo to reflect on their early exit.